In addition to the prayers, I like proclamations, using the power of the words, I am. Before I begin working with people, I like to say, I am a clear and perfect channel of love, light, and healing. I am an instrument of peace, filled with the Spirit of the Most High. If you desire to boost your confidence or your connection, you can change it. Instead of saying, I am, you can say, make me an instrument of peace. Use me as a clear and perfect channel of love, light, and healing. Here again, customize it to what is comfortable and personal for you. After I do the prayers, the next step I take is to place myself and any others present in a vortex of light. By this, I mean a vortex looks like a mini tornado or cone-shaped with a point at the bottom. It's a swirling force of energy just like it is in nature. And if we have a vortex of light, it's drawing in all kinds of wonderful things. It's drawing in the masters, the angels, the wisdom, the blessing, the power of the divine database. So when it puts you in that swirling energy frequency, it keeps you safe and protected. I visualize this vortex of light energy around me and any others present, and I ask that it be customized to what's perfect for each person at this time. Now, the point of the vortex, the very bottom, I ask that that be grounded down into the center of the earth. And the wide open cone-shaped part, I ask that that be open wide into the oneness of the highest source. When we do this, we're grounded because we're here on earth incarnating for a physical experience for our soul's growth and development. And then things don't come in of another lower frequency because the only place that it's open is up at the top in the oneness. So all of our interactions then will be at that higher open level of the oneness, the highest source of love, wisdom, and power. After I do each individual person, if there are animals present, I do them because they're very sensitive to energies and babies and so on. So make sure that you're including them when you do this. I also like to then move on to doing the room where I'm in, put it in a large vortex of light, the building, and then the property where I'm in. Now, in order to not override someone else's free will, if they choose to experience low frequency or unpleasant energies, I'm not putting my experience over top of theirs, but I'm simply choosing that for my experience, this is what I want to create. I'm buying the ticket for this destination of creating oneness in and around me. And so I acknowledge others' free will. That's why I say it's a customized vortex, whatever right for each individual person. In any case, if there are those present when you do this that choose to have other intentions, having yourself in the vortex of light will cushion you from their energies, and they won't have an effect on you. It could change the frequency when you do this of the entire room. So I often do this and send that energy and thought ahead before I go to a meeting or before I go out in any kind of group setting so that I know that the energy of the place will be good, at least for my experience. If others choose to have a different experience, that's okay. I'm only concerned with my own experience. Next, I do something different. And that is, I ask the guides and angels that work with me to work with you on the other levels of consciousness while we're working consciously. In that way, the guides and angels that are used to working with you and are part of your complete system will interact with mine. It's sort of like my guys meeting with your guys, and it makes it so much easier to understand. I first learned this technique when I was watching a speaker. And I thought, you know, I'm having a little difficulty here grasping the concept. So I said, oh, my guides and angels know how to explain it in a way that I can get it. So I sent mine out to meet with his. And while he's up there speaking, I even do it on TV because time and space doesn't matter. It makes it so much easier to grasp the concepts and get an awareness of what's going on when you do it this way. And this, again, is not invasive. You're just asking yours to go have a meeting with theirs. You're not asking to change them or override their free will. It's like on an information gathering basis, and come back to you and report so that you're understanding what's going on. So this can be used in a lot of ways. If you're having some difficulty connecting or understanding another person's perspective, that's a good way to do it. Next, I do what I call plug in and call in. These are my short, catchy words. And after we get it set up for you, that's all you have to do is think, plug in, call in, and you're done. Plug in means I visualize a big, strong electric cord coming out of my body, and I'm going to plug it into that highest source, to the divine database. Some people like it coming out of their crown. Some people like it coming out of their heart. I like it a whole body one. Whatever you envision is the right way to do it. So you plug into the highest source, because we plug into all kinds of things on the sidelines a lot of times. That's just like the mountain biking example, where we plug into looking at the rocks or looking at the trees on the sidelines, and we need to be plugging into where we're going. So that's why I say plug in, because yes, God is within us at all times, but that may not be where our focus is at the moment. So we need to make sure that we're setting a clear intention and focus. So we're plugging in. After you plug in, you call in. You've plugged in, so you're calling in assistance and protection from that highest source that you just plugged in. When I do this, I immediately feel them rush in around me. And that's because I'm energy sensitive. Those of you that are energy sensitive, when you do it, you'll feel them. They just come in right around you. And you have like this whole big support group there to help you with whatever you want to do. Sometimes I feel like I may want to call in extra. And if you're facing a particularly challenging situation, do so. Ask for what you want. Bring me sufficient support from the spirit world for what I'm doing. And they bring it to you. It's there immediately. Always ask that they be the highest, the truest, and the best, and that they come from the highest source. That way your work will be for the highest good and the highest purpose. We're connecting with the divine database. This is what I call spiritual teamwork. By spiritual teamwork, I mean that I've called in all this help from the highest source. And I'm not doing this alone. I'm doing it as a team. By calling it spiritual teamwork, I never forget that I'm doing it as a team with these beautiful master beings.